Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, I hope you're enjoying some downtime this holiday season. I'm doing just that today, giving myself the chance to visit with family and friends. The podcast today is a repeat performance from October 14th, a day that CNN lied about ivermectin to make Republicans look bad. Enjoy this episode again. I'll be back with a new year of daily podcasts on Monday, January 3rd.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hunt. That's right. The Buck Sexton Show is underway on this Thursday, October 14th. Appreciate you being here with me. We have Joe Rogan finally gets someone from CNN on his show. Sanjay Gupta, the doctor from CNN, gets him to admit that CNN basically is lying about ivermectin, or did lie about ivermectin. We've got Biden addressing supply chain crisis and his chief of staff saying it's a high class problem. Middle class migrants now flying to Mexico because it's so much easier to illegally get into the U.S. at the southern border. Gruden scrubbed from the Madden video game, and the Netflix boss is defending Dave Chappelle's show, saying it doesn't translate to real world harm. We've got all of that coming up for you today. We're going to get through some fantastic stuff here. Or at least some really interesting stuff. For hardworking Americans, finding health care can be an expensive struggle. It can feel like you don't have any real choice at all. That's why I'm introducing our friends at One Share Health. As a Christian health care sharing ministry, they're a nonprofit dedicated to helping thousands of Americans find affordable health care and support their members' communities through charity and volunteer missions. Their ACA-exempt programs are perfect for small business owners, the self-employed, or anyone who's just fed up with the broken traditional healthcare system. Don't worry about ridiculous Obamacare mandates or penalties. Get the most out of your hard-earned money with healthcare for just $115 a month for you or $239 for your family. Get $75 off your enrollment fee with promo code BUCK. Call 833-230-4455 now or go online to oneshareHealth.com for a fast quote in seconds. That's 833-230-4455 or oneshareHealth.com with promo code BUCK. Make sure you use that promo code BUCK for your special offer. Live well, pay less, see how much you'll save, and put the freedom of choice back into your hands. One thing that I've been telling you for a long time is that there are people who pretend to be scientists these days, who pretend to be the lab coat experts that we all have to bow down to and listen to. And in reality, they are politicians. They're doing the bidding of the Democrat Party. You see that with Dr. Fauci, right? You see it with Dr. Fauci. You also certainly see it with the head of the CDC and various other doctors who go on television to tell you what you're supposed to do, what you're allowed to do in this era of COVID. And sometimes they're just lying to you. I mean, sometimes these major news outlets and even the doctors themselves, and anybody says, that's not true, Buck, they don't lie. Fauci admits now that he lied about masks to protect mask supply. That's called being a liar. He's a liar. Now, you can say you thought it was a noble lie. By the way, he is actually lying about lying, to give you a sense of how dishonest that guy really is, because he actually knows masks epidemiologically do very little against aerosolized virus, the cloth masks that people were wearing, and that's what he was referring to, and he knew it. But then this became the mask religion during COVID, and you can't question it. So the left, the I'm so smart people, they thought, I'm going to wear a mask. I'm going to be taking the virus seriously. And Fauci didn't want to ever have to tell them, you're actually not as smart as you think you are. But before I dive into the latest Fauciism and how he is the absolute worst, as you know, and I'm so happy there are people that reach out to me now, even from the right. There are conservatives who will reach out to me. And they will say things like, how did you know Fauci was terrible all along? And I'll say, I don't know, maybe it was my CIA training or something. Although there are plenty of awful people at the CIA, too, as we see with some of these Obama and Biden appointees running that place. But a conversation for another time. We have Joe Rogan, who does one of the, if not the biggest, current events, news, podcasts in the world. Joe Rogan got Dr. Sanjay Gupta on his show. And I will tell you this, Dr. Gupta is by reputation. I don't know him. I never did a segment with him even back when I used to go on CNN. But he's a by reputation, a nice guy. And I think it's a shame when you see people who I believe aspire to be decent and ethical get caught up in a place like CNN, which is a dishonest left-wing propaganda machine. CNN is not a news network. CNN exists for the perpetuation of Democrat talking points under the pretense of it being a news network. That's what CNN is all about. I actually was talking to Mr. Jesse Waters on Fox News last night about this very topic, how it's just appalling what they do over at CNN. But on the issue of Joe Rogan taking ivermectin. Now, remember, I took ivermectin as well when I had COVID. My doctor who prescribed it is honestly, by reputation and by credentials, a world-class physician and infectious disease specialist. And his idea for me was, he said, you don't have to take it, just a thought. It has some in vitro effect. It won't hurt you. And it may just, you know, maybe a placebo effect that you take it and might boost your immune system that way. But if you want to take it, you can. I said, yeah, let's go for it. Let's give it a shot. So I took ivermectin when I had COVID, and I beat COVID in about 6 or 7 days. I was really sick for about 3, not hospitalized sick, but I had a lot of back pain. The back pain was just brutal for some reason. I believe that for whatever reason, I mean, this is a personal belief and whatever, but I just get the sense from talking to people that wherever you have inflammatory weakness pre-existing in your system, that's where COVID kind of, because of the immune response, the whatever, the cytokine storm, I don't even know, but I feel like it goes after those parts of weakness that you already have within your makeup, within your body, your immune system. Anyway, that's a totally gut feeling. That's not something that I've read somewhere. Just because the back pain for me was so pronounced, so much more than anything else, and I sometimes get lower back pain. So, but anyway, I took ivermectin, and I was fine, and I took it because it's entirely safe. And I'm also somebody who, because of my days in the Central Intelligence Agency, got a ton of vaccines, a ton of pills, shots, malaria stuff. I mean, they used me as a pincushion. I was like a petri dish for antibacteria, antiviral, antifungal, you name it. I mean, they're giving me all these things because I was going to parts of the world where you really don't want to spend a lot of time. You really don't want to be. And it's funny now because people think, oh, Buck, don't you want to go to some, you know, some kind of adventurous country or something? And I go, no, I kind of want to go where they have like a Four Seasons and really high thread count sheets on the bed. I've done my living in third world squalor stuff. I'm good. I don't need any more of that. I've had enough. But anyway, I took the ivermectin and I was fine. And I obviously beat COVID and now I have natural immunity. Yay. Joe Rogan took, among several other things that all have been shown to have immune boosting properties, vitamin C, ivermectin. I might have taken vitamin D2. I forget what his full regimen was, but he beat COVID quickly. And CNN and the mainstream corporate Democrat left, I shouldn't call them mainstream, the corporate Democrat media decided to mock ivermectin and act like anybody who takes it is taking a horse dewormer. Now, there are a lot of medicines. You can give clonazepam to your pets. Did you know that? You can actually give anti-anxiety medication to pets. Some people do it. I know this because the family dog used to get very nervous. Tallulah would get very nervous in vehicles. And the vet said you can actually break up a little bit. I forget what the dosage was. And to help calm her down for a long car ride, sort of the way humans will do for a long plane ride if they have plane anxiety. Does that make it a canine drug? Of course not. Ivermectin was developed for human beings, has been used by hundreds of millions of people around the world. And it's very effective. The guy who invented it, discovered it, got a Nobel Prize for science. And CNN's running around saying it's a horse dewormer. I mean, this is willful and malicious lying because it's more fun for CNN to mock people than it is to deal with the truth, which is that there's a lot that's not known about COVID. There are a lot of therapeutics that people want to try. And the Fauciite regimen has not saved us, not even a little bit. But they want to make fun of people. They don't want to be serious over at CNN. They don't go, we take the science seriously. You're taking horse dewormer. Well, Joe Rogan put this to Sanjay Gupta, and you got to hear the response.
Dude.
What did they say?
They lied and said I was taking horse dewormer. First of all, it was prescribed to me by a doctor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Along
they
with
shouldn't have said
a
it was
bunch
horse.
Of if, other if medications.
If you got a human pill, because there were people that were taking it, the veterinary medication, and you're not, obviously. You got it from a doctor, so that it shouldn't be called that. Ivermectin can be a very effective medication for parasitic disease. And as you say, it's probably, you know, I think what, 250 million people have taken it around the world?
More,
I get that.
Way more.
So,
way more. Billions of people have taken it.
Can I just come back to the one I want to talk about? Two things
you
on
have
the ledger.
To, you have, before we get to that, does it bother you that the news network you work for out and out lied, just outright lied about me taking horse dewormer?
They shouldn't have said that.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
You didn't ask? You're the medical guy over there.
I didn't ask. I should have asked before coming on
your
podcast.
But they did it with such glee.
No,
yes,
Joe.
They did. I watched.
They absolutely did do it with glee. They thought it was funny. Ha ha, taking horse dewormer like an idiot. He's so dumb, he's taking horse dewormer. This was on the legacy cable news network, CNN. I mean, this was some place that considers itself to be serious. What a clown show over there. What a joke that place has become. Trump broke them emotionally, psychologically. They no longer have any moral compass whatsoever. They will dox and harass private citizens for the amusement of their lib audience. They will lie about Russia collusion for ratings for years and seriously slow down a presidency with that lie, which is what they tried to do and did with some success, not entirely, against the Trump administration. And they'll lie about medical issues. And, you know, Dr. Gupta knows there's no way he can explain this away. There's nothing he can say that's going to make it seem like CNN is not a bunch of jerks. You know, they talk about how they take the science seriously, whatever. Really? Maybe there are people that would have taken ivermectin and maybe it would have helped them, prescribed by their doctor, maybe, who didn't and got a whole lot sicker. Maybe even some of them died. Maybe there are people now who won't take ivermectin because they're scared that it's horse dewormer in whether it's some foreign country or wherever we're talking about where they have endemic river blindness and some of these diseases. And they'll be like, oh, I heard it was horse dewormer. I don't want to take that. Disgusting. Disgusting. CNN is a shameful place, honestly. The people who work there, the on-air anchors, the people who run their editorial, they should be ashamed. The fact that they will not come out and apologize for this and say, look, we got this wrong and it was really beneath what we stand for as a network, just goes to show you that it's not beneath them. This is who they are. This is what the lib, leftist, elitist media has become. Happy to peddle lies and falsehoods so they can sneer at people they think are socially below them, which is what CNN really thinks of anybody who does not worship at the altar of Fauci and votes Republican. That is the truth. And then there's Fauci, the worst little tyrant smurf on the planet. We'll get to him in a second. On to happier things. I've gotten to know Mike Lindell over the years, and he's built a fantastic company with MyPillow. His team has hooked me up with all kinds of great gear. I've got MyPillows on my bed. I've got Giza Dream sheets. I mean, I woke up this morning on my Giza Dream sheets, sleeping on my MyPillow. I dried off with a Mytel. Put on the My Slippers. And it's just game changer for your day-to-day life at home because this stuff is so comfortable and we can get it for you at a great price. Discounts available right now. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special square. You'll see rotational offers up to 66% off products like their pillows, the mattress topper, and the Giza sheets, but also new products like their slippers, weighted blankets, robes, waffle blankets, and more. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Enter promo code BUCK for these great radio specials. Again, promo code BUCK for these great radio specials. Some people have been telling you all along, like me, that we are going to have to learn to live with COVID because it's never going to go away entirely, just the same way that we've never been able to eradicate the common cold or the flu. Think about how much we would save in terms of lost productivity, misery, and yes, even death, if we could eliminate the cold, and there's obviously hundreds of viruses that cause the common cold, and the seasonal flu. That would be amazing. Why haven't we done it? Because we don't want to? No, because we can't. We're not going to entirely eradicate the COVID-19 either. And here is Fauci finally admitting it.
We are seeing now a decline in acceleration and a turnaround of cases. Where do we ultimately want to be? As I mentioned, it is going to be very difficult, at least in the foreseeable future and maybe ever, to truly eliminate this highly transmissible virus. And again, as I mentioned, we've only eradicated one.
So we're not going to be able to eradicate this. It's going to be out there. And so what Fauci is really telling you is get ready for forever COVID. Get ready for this to be the way it is always. And that means the response to it. We could just now, people have vaccines, they know about boosters. We could just say, all right, everybody, we go back to normal life. We could do that as a society tomorrow. We could, but people don't want us to. Why? What exactly are they, at this point, if someone gets COVID and they would have been protected by the vaccine, they have made a choice to deal with the reality of not getting the vaccine, one way or the other. A lot of you are going to say, yeah, I'll take my odds on that, 99.7% chance of survival. I'm not worried about it. Okay, right? It's a free country. Same way you can get into a car, same way you can live your life at the most basic level. Got to say, I haven't been an NBA fan in recent years, but it is pretty amazing to hear Kyrie Irving say that this is about freedom. I'm going to start wearing a Kyrie Irving jersey into the office here. Not bowing to the mandate is about freedom. Kyrie Irving, very impressive, got to say. Not just as a basketball player. His position on this is taking some real guts. I mean, he's going to lose half of his salary. He'll still be a very rich guy, but rich people like money. Rich people still like money, trust me. One day I hope to be one, and I can see how that goes. But anyway, I think that Fauci is finally having to come clean with everybody about the fact that they're never going to get rid of COVID entirely. And so that means we have to start thinking about how we live with it. And why would we then continue on with the most extreme madness when it comes to COVID that we've been through? All right. So that's something to get to. Katie Couric, who is a wildly overpaid media mediocrity who rose to national fame in the 90s and the early 2000s recently, or she has a book out. And of course, the book is kind of catty. It's kind of a nasty book, apparently, which maybe, of course, makes it fun to read. I don't know. I might want to go check it out. But she says that Ruth Bader Ginsburg made comments about the kneeling professional athletes that Couric edited out of the interview to protect Ruth Bader Ginsburg's reputation. So they're telling you now, they don't even hide it anymore. They're telling you that they are Democrat propagandists. But good for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, by the way, rest in peace. For all the things she was wrong on, at least she realized that kneeling and spitting on America in any way is bratty and gross. She said you shouldn't be in jail for it. It shouldn't be illegal. Agree with that. But it's gross. I also agree with that. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg wasn't brought over to the side of, oh, it's about racial justice and about addressing previous historical oppression. Or she said, no, it's America. You should be proud of this place. You should respect this place. You're allowed to not, but she had some tough words for the kneeling, you know, NFL and NBA players. And I got to tell you, it's not surprising at all that Katie Couric would do this to defend an icon of the left. But this just goes to show you more proof that the biggest names in media, in news media, have known for a long time what their real job is. How do you get a big job at NBC? How do you become chief anchor or whatever at ABC? You have to be an effective propagandist for the Democrat Party. You have to be somebody who presents themselves as a journalist, but really wants to be playing for Team D, playing for the left. Just another example of this with Katie Couric. Middle-class migrants flying to Mexico. I'll just note this, probably come back to it later on. The border is just a complete debacle. It's effectively open. We're going to have hundreds of thousands of illegal crossings this month alone, month of October. So that's what's going to happen. We know this. And now we have to look at it and say, okay, well, what is going to be done about this? What happens next? And the answer is the Biden administration continues to allow this because they want the inflow of illegal migrants. And it's become so obvious now that it's a great time to come into America that what you have are people who are flying from Brazil and other South American countries, flying to right near the U.S.-Mexico border, getting out and then crossing illegally because it's a way to skip the immigration line. So these aren't, you know, the poor huddled masses, you know, teeming to be free from the Emma Lazarus poem on the Statue of Liberty, right? Maybe I misquoted it, something like that. These aren't people that are fleeing oppression, and these are middle-class people in other countries who are going, you know what? Better to be a middle-class American or even a working-class, low-income American than it is to be a middle-class Brazilian or Chilean or whatever. This is the decision that is being made. And they're just saying, the Wall Street Journal reported on this. People are saying, you know what? I'd rather be at the low end of the income spectrum in America than be in the middle of the income spectrum in South American countries. And I understand that. And by the way, I don't think this doesn't make anybody, you know, they're not bad people, but we have rules, we have laws, and they're supposed to be respected. The Biden administration doesn't care, but it just shows you how much the word has gotten out about how easy it is to get into the United States. And to do so by skipping the immigration line, by essentially cheating. Gruden, I've talked about it more because Clay and I talk about it on the big radio show sometimes. It's been a little more on my mind because generally I don't care much about sports, as you all know. Professional sports doesn't really appeal to me very much. I mean, I watch it a little bit, but to me it's like video games for adults. Or I guess video games are for adults too, so I don't know. It's like another version of that. But Gruden has been removed from some circle of honor and the Buccaneers. And now they've scrubbed him from the Madden football game. It's already been released, but they are removing him after the fact. They are erasing him, his history. This guy was a coach who won a Super Bowl ring. They are erasing him from the NFL because of what he said in private emails that have come out from 10 years ago. So, and that's also why they keep repeating, oh, he said mean things about Joe Biden when he was the vice president, actually. That's to signal to everybody he's a Republican in some way or he's right of center. So we go full on attack. We go all in against this guy because he is a Republican. So, and that's what they're doing. One more for you here. The Netflix boss, the CEO of Netflix, is defending the Dave Chappelle show, saying that it does not translate to real world harm. isn't it stunning that we even have to keep having this argument that making fun of something or someone or whatever is not the same thing as violence? They can keep pretending it's the same thing as violence, but it is not. It's just not. And they say this because what they want is to create a false moral high ground for themselves from which they can engage in the most extreme censorship. You can't criticize me. It's like you're literally killing me if you do. That's what they want. Think of the power that they have there. And by the way, the LGBTQ plus community has a tremendous amount of social and political capital that it does wield. And you see this here where they're going after. I mean, I think Dave Chappelle is arguably, well, I mean, there's Chris Rock, there are a few others, but among the most successful black entertainers and comedians of his generation. I think Netflix paid him something like $100 million plus for all of his specials put together. So the guy is very rich, very influential, and has cultural resonance. And you have the trans community very upset because Dave Chappelle is willing to talk about some of the issues of the trans community that, you know, are perhaps at some level deserving of or open to or targets of humor. Right? That's what Dave Chappelle is saying. That's why he's making the jokes he's making. They want to shut him down. They're not going to succeed. In fact, this just turns into great advertising for him. But I would also note that Netflix here saying they're going to stand behind Chappelle's special and not pull it down. A lot of money at stake here. And money does talk still. It's not everything for the social justice warriors, but when you're getting into nine-figure territory, yeah, people tend to put their SJW credentials aside a little bit, just a little bit. Oh, I mentioned Joe Biden on the supply chain issue. You're not going to have toys that you need for your kids this Christmas, and maybe even this Halloween. And the Biden administration is full of buffoons who don't know anything, so they're not going to be able to fix it. That's pretty much where we are. The economy is not what it should be. Inflation is rising. The people in charge don't know what the heck they're doing. If they are trying to create growth and prosperity, if they're looking to redistribute the wealth and do what is the right thing to do or what feels fair to them, that's a different thing. That's a different thing entirely. So, yeah, that's what they're up to. Thanks for being here with me, team. Please spread the word about the Buck Sexton Show. Text, if you listen on iHeart app or Spotify, text a little share button to somebody, or you can email it. Or you could post on your Facebook page. Please be a Team Buck evangelist. Tell people about the show. Spread the word. And I'll be back with you tomorrow. Shields high.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.